So, I'm here with my friend, Casey Thomas.
Hi.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Casey Thomas. I am in 10th grade at Science Leadership Academy. My favorite color is purple. I am 16 years old, and I have two sisters.
So, how do you feel when people try to push you out of your comfort zone?
When I'm pushed out of my comfort zone, I feel pressured. It feels like I'm on stage in a huge theater with thousands of people watching me, and there's a spotlight on me, and it's just like everything I do is watched, and everything is judged. And if I'm uncomfortable doing that, I won't do well.
So, do you feel that you're more of an extrovert or an introvert?
I'm definitely more of an introvert. Around my friends, I can just let go, but around people that I don't know, it's like I am silent until they come up to me.
What do you think made you become so enclosed, or were you just always like this?
I wasn't always like this. It pretty much changed in seventh grade when I got a few concussions and I had to stop playing contact sports. I pretty much lost my outlet where I just let everything go, and that was soccer. And because I wasn't allowed to play that anymore, and I'm still not, I really just couldn't process what was going on. I just didn't know how to express myself in different situations.
So, how do you feel when people automatically assume that you're shy just because you don't want to do something you're not comfortable with yet?
I feel kind of insulted, because it's like judging a book by its cover. You never know what lies inside until you delve into it. And it's kind of like, why would you judge someone based on appearances? You should get to know them before you make the assumption that they're shy.
So, how do you think this relates to crossing boundaries?
It's definitely crossing some personal boundaries and also social boundaries. When someone is more introverted, they won't always get the chance to express themselves the way that they want to. But when someone is more extroverted, they could express too much and be judged on, like, what is really them. And it's also a social aspect a personal aspect, because it's like, if you're bottling up everything you want to say, sometime it's going to all come out. And also if you're just lying everything down, like if you're wearing your heart on your sleeve, it's like everyone can see everything.
So do you think there's a happy medium between being an introvert and an extrovert?
I definitely think there is a medium that can be reached. It's just if you want to reach it, you have to go for it. Because that medium is outside your comfort zone. So it's like, you have to be comfortable with exposing some parts of yourself that you haven't before. But also for the opposite, you have to be comfortable closing some parts of yourself off.
Thank you.
No problem.
So, I'm here with my friend, Vilma Martinez. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm gonna turn 16 in a month. You know, just really shy person at first, but if you get to know me, I will be like kind of loud and really outgoing and stuff. I guess people just kind of get assume this first impression. But it's you know, not it can be who I am, but not like really. So it kind of differs from person to person.
How do you feel when people try to push you out of your personal comfort zones?
I don't like it when they push me around like that. Like, I just want to kind of just like walk away from those people and kind of ignore kind of who they are, because once they do that to you, you kind of realize the person you are, so you kind of know whether to hang around them or not.
What do you think made you like so shy?
I guess it's the fact that I was kind of enclosed from certain things, so I never got out much because my parents kind of, my mom specifically, didn't let me in, and I didn't really trust certain people because of past experiences with my biological dad. So I just like kind of enclosed myself because of all of that, and I never really knew how to communicate with people as much.
So how do you feel when people just automatically assume that you're just an overall shy person?
It doesn't bother me because I do give off that impression at first, but like it shouldn't be that big of an assumption that I'm overall shy. Just like get to know me at first, and then you'll see whether I'm shy or not. So yeah.
So are you trying to break out of that zone, or are you just gonna stay enclosed?
I'm trying to break out of that shell because I don't want to be very shy. I want to open myself up to people, and I want to be able to just like communicate, and I want to be able to just like open myself up to opportunities, to new opportunities. And I think that being shy sometimes doesn't really help the person as the person I am and things I actually want to do in life. So I'm really trying hard to break that shell.
How do you think this overall relates to crossing boundaries?
Well, there's good boundaries and then there's bad boundaries. Towards bad boundaries, you really don't want to do certain things, but then there's those good boundaries where if you're trying to cross them, you kind of want to exceed more as yourself, and this, it does apply with boundaries, really. So
do you think that society creates this negative connotation to people who are just normally shy?
Not really. I don't think so, because shyness, the society doesn't really look at people who are shy, more like people who are like outgoing, and the shy people are kind of people they don't pay attention to. They're just like kind of like non-existent per se. So they really pay attention to the outgoing people, and the shy people they're paid attention to, but not as much as those outgoing ones, because they're people that we want to pay attention to or just like seek other things from them.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
How do you feel when people try to push you out of your comfort zone?
I feel like it's
You started growling.